federal response to Hurricane Ian. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The federal government continuing to send assistance to Florida and South Carolina following Hurricane Ian's path of destruction. Fox's Rich Edson has the latest from the White House.
The White House says that President Biden spoke with his Homeland Security advisor. The priority in Florida is getting water and power restored. He also got an updated assessment, according to the White House, on the conditions and damage in South Carolina. He's declared a state of emergency in both of those states. What that does is it frees up federal resources, helping with search and rescue, all the way down to portable cell phone towers in those states. Now, much of the federal response has to do with coordinating with governors. He's done so with one of his top critics, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. When asked, the president said their relationship was, quote, very fine.
President Biden says he intends on traveling to both Florida and Puerto Rico, which was hit by Hurricane Fiona weeks ago. Nearly three dozen deaths from Ian have been reported so far in Cuba, Florida, and North Carolina. Meanwhile, former President Trump giving his take on President Biden's job performance while speaking at a Save America rally in Warren, Michigan.
I would rather see Joe Biden do a great job for this country, even if it meant that we may not be successful at doing whatever it is we want to do. I would rather see him do a great job for our country, but our country is going to hell, and it's going to hell very fast at a level that nobody's ever seen before. Everything is wrong.
The former president backing Michigan's Republican gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon. At least 129 people are dead following a soccer match in Indonesia. Most of the victims were trampled to death after police fired tear gas to stop fights between fans of the two rival soccer teams. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
In a landmark decision, a coroner ruling a 14-year-old girl's suicide resulted from social media. Fox's Roger Stern has more.
Molly Russell died 5 years ago, but an inquest into her death just concluded. The coroner determining that Molly, quote, died from an act of self-harm while suffering depression and the negative effects of online content. The coroner goes on to say Molly viewed material on Instagram and Pinterest that was not safe and shouldn't be available to children. Pinterest apologized for sending Molly emails promoting their content, and the parent company of Instagram says they will carefully consider the coroner's full report.
A New York City councilwoman receiving pushback over her comments on recent subway violence. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Councilwoman Tiffany Caban tweeted that subway violence is a one-in-a-million event, adding on Twitter, quote, let's not let fear-mongering politicians and corporate media outlets scare us into thinking we have a dangerous, scary public transit system. Caban, a fierce proponent for the defund the police movement in New York, also tweeted alternative ways to approach harassment on the subway system. The tweet was met with fierce backlash from the NYPD and police unions. A 43-year-old man was fatally stabbed aboard a subway in Brooklyn Friday night.
Politics having an impact on the Amazon rainforest.
September marking the worst month in a decade for Brazil's Amazon rainforest. Satellites detecting over 42,000 fires last month alone as Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has given more leeway to deforesters while he denies that deforestation has risen during his time in office. Presidential elections begin Sunday in Brazil with political insiders speculating that workers are cutting and burning as much of the forest as they can before a president with stricter guidelines potentially takes over.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.